a grown-up sheep. But they were dogs, right? Turn my mobiles off, folks, or put them to silent. Chairperson remarks, just to mention a couple of sad remarks in regards to a number of fatalities on our roads. We had two fatalities, Fergal McGuinness, a motorcyclist from Dunpatty, died 26th of August, Saturday evening, tragically at Cabra. And also Jeff Cartwright, a pedestrian, struck by a vehicle at the harbour area of Newcastle on Thursday night as he made his way home with his brother. So condolences, you know, of the entire council to the families of the both local men. And just to say, you know, it totally shatters people's lives, you know, that whole entire family circle, the community, you know. I knew one of them particularly well, Jeff Carter. I knew him all my life. So very, very sad, you know, for the families, and very, very tragic. And just we'll send a letter of condolence to both families. Second remarks in regards to Councillor Kevin McAteer's replacement. Just a big welcome to Michael Savage. I'm sure you'll enjoy your experience, Michael. It'll certainly be an experience, I'd say. So I hope everybody makes you very welcome as you make your way forward in your political career. Also in regards to the Councillor Cam McAteer, we can send a letter of thanks for his contribution to the council. I think that'd be appreciated. So we'll move on to our agenda. One item agenda is our TransLink yearly presentation, and the team is represented by Kay Sharkey, Service Delivery Manager in Newcastle and Patrick, and there's a bit of overlap with Kieran McHugh, Service Delivery Manager in Newcastle and St. Patrick, but they can explain that during their presentation.
Brian? Chair, just apologies from Laura Devlin, Gary Stokes and Glenn Haller.
Yeah, thanks for that. I should have took a apology. And Councillor Tinley, is it? David. Is that it? Michael, yeah. Okay, we'll move on to the presentation then. I'm not sure who's leading. Is it Kay or Kieran? Kay, you're going to lead then.
Yep, thanks very much. This is our yearly visit. So it's just to provide apologies to Greg McLaughlin, can't be here tonight. He's had to take some leave today, so apologies for that. So it's myself and Kieran McHugh tonight. So I just want to provide you with an update on Newcastle and Downpatrick districts. To give you an idea of what I'm looking to talk about tonight, you'll be aware we have Phoenix Gas in the area, and this does cause us some problems as an operator, so we're ensuring we're getting information out to parents, especially school services. I want to tell you about when our winter timetable's coming in, give you an update on staffing in Newcastle and Downpatrick. Also wanted to update you a wee bit in Kilkeel Depot, with a bit of stuff going on there. Want to talk about events TransLink have done this summer, and give you an update on offers and how our local services are performing. So to give you an idea, Phoenix Gas, they've been working on our area, just up the back of Spa, across the Annacloy Road coming into Downpatrick. It has really affected our school services there prior to June with road closures, and we've had difficulty getting our services round. So just a general update on that area, the B175 Ansbury to Balmahinch. We're going into a period where it's going to be a lane closure only, which is a blessing for us, from Spa to Walter Watson from the Dunmore Road for a week only. We've updated social media and our journey planner, and we're making sure that schools are being updated. From 1st of September, they hope to have completed as far as Ocliffe-Miffin Road. Once confirmation of this, the Service 18 route, I'm sure if you know it's around the Drummer Road, can be amended to divert along this road and not via Drumcaw. They will be moving on to a section between Clanvarahan Road and Walter Watson's engineering works. during this time, for example, shouldn't a school bus can still operate as per schedule? School buses from St Malachy's in the afternoon can still operate along the normal route. And we've asked to be kept updated in advance of when they reach the Clanvallaghan Road, as the versions for school buses will then be required. So we're working very closely with them. They have been brilliant in trying to accommodate us, so it's something I must say we're much appreciated. Upcoming works for Phoenix Gas, mid-September, Comore Village, will be in there. There's going to be a lane closure throughout the village. The pinch point there for us will be at the pub. They will endeavour to do this over two consecutive Sundays, and dates are to be confirmed. October, November, they're going to start going into the Ardnabannan Road, that's A25. Work will start in this section of road between Annesborough and Ballybannan. There will be a lane closure operated by traffic lights. We have to be careful with big vehicles where they're positioning these traffic lights to ensure that there's no danger of buses stopping and starting on the hill. Late January, early February, Carnacavel Road, which you know St Joseph's is down there, they will be starting work here towards Macarra Village. It's going to cause major disruption to school services, and I'm aware Phoenix are talking to the school in relation to this, so we're going to be notified in advance of those works starting. So that's giving you an idea of what's coming up with Phoenix Gas and how it will affect school services in particular. Our summer timetable has been operating there since the last day in June, and it's now changing over to the winter timetable coming on Friday the 1st of September. So school services will be back on, and the roads will be a lot busier, as I'm sure you understand. So those timetables will be in the depots. Just an update on staffing in Newcastle Depot. We have a new chief clerk. Some people would deal with the chief clerks for bookings, for private hires, etc. She's there to cover release of a girl, Maria McCann, who has taken up a kind of development programme within the company. So her name's Elise McAvoy. So if you're ever phoning Newcastle Depot, Elise can be a great resource to you and help you. We also have a temporary stand-up inspector at the minute called Colin Corrigan. Once again, inspectors are a great resource for their knowledge. If you need to speak to them, please feel free. There is a period of handover here. Kira McHugh will be taking over the role as service delivery manager for Newcastle and Downpatrick. I've been here 4 years now, so I'm moving on to look after the Translink Travel Centre, which is NIR Travel, Ulster Tours, Private Hire. So Kieran will be taking over as from mid-September, really. Okay. Coquille Depot, I'm sure some of the councillors have been involved with this. There was calls from certain meetings of Warren Council and Coquille Chamber of Commerce re a possible upgrade of the facilities there. At present, you would know we have a tiny depot there and a tiny place at the back to park our buses. There was calls for us to provide toilet facilities for the public in Coquille. And unfortunately, the way the building is just now, we certainly couldn't provide those facilities. We have called for councillors to lobby this when the Assembly is back. We have a depot upgrade programme, but unfortunately no funding to fund the likes of Kilkeel. So I would ask just to make sure, if you know, when the executives comes back, to support us for an upgrade in Kilkeel Depot. We would like more room for the buses, safer environment, and to provide facilities if we can. Okay, just to give you an idea of the events we've been dealing with this summer, this is company-wide, so resources have been coming locally. Festival Flight, obviously, in Newcastle at the beginning of August. Great success as normal. Park and Ride worked really well for us, and the event was a great success. We've also dealt with the Irish Open up in Portrush, which again went well. They were very impressed with the transport, Port Stewart, sorry. We've had the UEFA Under-19s ladies football there, which finished about a week and a half ago, and we've just finished the Women's Rugby World Cup. I'm sure you've seen it, and it just finished there on Sunday. We've also, we're looking to provide a park and ride for BBC Proms in the Park, which is on the 9th of September. So that's something that's coming. It's just the company have just found out we need to provide resources. So that's a Saturday. We'll be looking to provide resources for that. To give you an idea of offers, we've had a cracker offer on over the summer, which was a return for the price of a single. It finishes this Thursday, as it's the end of our summer timetable, and it's been well used. Coming into the winter timetable, there's going to be a third off our off-peak returns after 9:30. That's bus and rail. We still have a Rambler fare on a Sunday, which I think it's about £7 all day per adult. Wylink, particularly important just now when young ones are going back or going to university. This is for 16 to 24-year-olds. They get a third off our fares if they purchase this £8 card. So the card is £8, and then they get a third off the fares. They also get a 50% off the enterprise, along with loads of discounts in shops and restaurants. So if you're dealing with any young people going back to university, that's well worth worth looking at. We also invested heavily in our services last year in Newcastle and Downpatrick. We put in an extra 215 services. I think it was September last year those were introduced. So there was an early bird in the morning introduced with a reduction in the fare. And there was other peak services at 215 went in. Now they have done really well. 215, that's Downpatrick to Belfast. It is continuing to grow, which is brilliant. So the investment has been well worth it. Some of these services haven't done so well through the company. One thing I can say is Downpatrick is retaining those services, so it's been a success for us. The 237 Express, which is Newcastle Belfast, we don't have so many expresses from Newcastle, but it's starting to grow now. And we're seeing an increase in afternoon services, the 237 these expresses, an increase in people using it. We have some services which require support, particularly town services. The Kilkeel Town Service, which services Atticall, Kirkcaldy Road, numbers aren't great on it, and we need you to go out to your people and please your constituents and tell them please use this service. It's really, really important. Balmahinch Town Service is another one. We need people to use this, so it's really important that you're asking your constituents to use it. That's my update. Anybody any questions before I hand over to Kira?
I'm not sure what way to deal with this. Maybe deal with the DA. We'll maybe take care of first, and then we'll deal with the DA councillors. Sort of keep it grouped together.
Good evening, Council. Thank you very much for your kind invitation this evening, and I just really follow that, as they say. If I could just take the opportunity to just briefly introduce myself. I have actually had the privilege of working in the area before. In 2015, I was here for a few months as well, while Kay was involved in other activities. Just a brief thing about myself. I've been 36 years with the company. I started off as a bus driver in Belfast and have come up through the ranks of inspector through to management level and grades. I've sort of worked on a various amount of locations around. Currently, we have all acronyms as service delivery managers, SDMs. Currently, I would be in Dungannon and the Macrofelt area in Ulster. But as I say, as from now we're in the position of a changeover to cover K. I live relatively locally. I'm living in Killinchy, have been since 2003. So it's nice and close sort of to the area that I'll be working out of, and I'm strongly looking forward to it. Looking forward to the opportunities to look at existing services and looking to see what else we can do to improve the community. And to that end, if I could ask you, I'm contactable. I would be working at either Newcastle or Downpatrick locations. But if I may give you my email address, it's kieran.mcciarran, kieran.mcciarran.mcguh@translink.co.uk. And I would be delighted to deal with any concerns or problems you'd like me to look into for you and over the next coming period. Kay gave a very good sort of roundup of things that we've done both corporately and locally over the last year. I would hope to continue that strong success that Kay has delivered so far. and would greatly welcome and appreciate support from council wherever it could be. I would really appreciate contact inward so that I then have people to go back to, because I will be relying on a lot of help, which I will be relying on councillors to apply to me. Yeah, wouldn't have your in-depth local knowledge, wouldn't have your the knowledge of your communities and your constituencies. So I'd really appreciate your help, you know, to continue things to develop and develop a close working relationship with council.
That's great.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Kieran and Kev. We're going to, as I say, we're going to deal with the DA areas. So, could I turn your light off?
So I get you first. Well, first of all, I want
I'll take a sleep room first, because it's just in regards to the Phoenix gas stuff, let them in first. I'd have written this down. I'd just written down before I seen your light. So, Councillor Morning.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Well, it's good to hear that the Phoenix are working well with you. I know from around Domination Spa direction that any issues we have, they were very keen to resolve, and I had the mobile numbers for the contractors, and they even had any issues with lights and stuff tonight. They were very good, so I'd be content that these will be able to find solutions for all the problems there. One area that is just on the edge of Slea Crewe, but it's close to me as a family living area, but Carlisle Park, school buses using it as a diversion of the town centre. I think people have accepted now that it has become a bus run through the residential development, but they're concerned about the speed of the buses. And it's not just buses, like it's all heavy vehicles. Buses, I suppose, don't need to stop at the ramps the way cars would, and it's the banging of the buses. So it's not just a road safety thing from if anybody went out in front of them, but the disturbance of people in their homes with the actual noise of buses hitting. And I'm sure that it's not good for the fleet. Getting plenty of nods there. So that's sort of a couple of things on that area. I will be trying to get the town service, encourage people for the town service. But I know that's been in danger in the past. So that's it. Thank you.
Any other councillors speak, Crib? I'd be happy enough. Kay, do you want to answer that?
Yep, thank you for that. Certainly our services should not be going through Carlisle Park, and if they are, I would like to know. School buses, yeah. Okay. We generally, when we are operating through housing estates, we would ask for what's called a cushion speed bump, so that you don't get the hump up and down, etc. And I'm aware Carlisle Park doesn't have those, does it? No. Yeah. Okay, I will certainly put up a notice to make sure that they're watching their speed going through there. We can actually monitor speed, so if anybody is seeing anything that's inappropriate, please tell them to phone in, because we can certainly, we'll get this data, we can go and have a look at it and find out what speed they're doing. So no problem. All right, but I'll deal with that. No problem.
Thanks, Kay. Happy enough, Councillor One.
Yep.
Move on to Downpatrick, DA, Councillor Henry.
Thanks, Willie. Yeah, well, first of all, I wanted to say you'll be sorely missed, Kay. We one of the most engaging and helpful managers we've had, although your predecessor, Gary Mohini, was very good as well. So if Kieran can live up to your reputation and his, he'd be doing very well. I must say, I appreciate all your work you've done in meeting with residents' associations and things like that where they had issues. And adjusting timetables and putting the schedulers under pressure when something needed to be done. For instance, getting the Strangford bus to go up the Saul Road and to pick up Saul Village and Rathalt Village. And didn't take much, but you managed to get it through. It was a big help to us, you know. I know we're still going on about the service in our glass and Killup, which we'll sort that out with Kieran. Adjusting the Belfast timetables when they were produced, you know. I mean, many officials were just told us to take a hike, but you looked at it, you saw the problem, and you adjusted it. Much appreciated. And your four separate attempts to try and get the shuttle bus from the bus station up here onto the campus serving the hospital and this particular site, in the same manner as the gasworks, as council has so often voted for. You did your bit. We didn't. Not your fault. So you'll be sorely missed. And can I say that your bus drivers who are with us in the All-Ireland medal-winning team in Ballyshannon the weekend before last are a credit to you. And hope maybe be looking to Transit maybe for sponsoring our next expedition, you know. But Stefano, Tom, and the other bus drivers who row for us were really excellent, and not surprising that we ended up as All-Ireland winners.
Yeah, thanks, Cadogan, for that. Yeah, brilliant. Go healthy. This is very much something we promote, is our bus drivers go healthy, so it's brilliant to see them in the likes of that. So, absolutely. It's been no problem working here. It's been a brilliant experience for me. I live locally. And thanks again. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Jackie. Move on to Slee Gullion. Terry, you having?
Pete?
Any other councillors in the VA before I let Kay back in again? That'd be happy enough.
Yeah.
Different VA. I'll let you in shortly, Charlie. Go ahead, Kay.
Okay, I don't look after Newry, but Greg McLaughlin would work on it, I'm sure you know him. Huh?
No, you are not.
Why? I know, unfortunately, I had to take leave today, unfortunately. I can pass this on. I am familiar. I've heard about this before. Now, our services would operate based on, like, for example, Castlewell and the smaller community, on what we are expected to get, you know, on our services. So our frequency would be based around that. With expresses, obviously, there's loads of people travel, so they're more frequent. I will certainly pass this on to Greg. It may be something the company would look at. It may be. I'll certainly pass on to him and make sure he responds to you. Okay.
All right. Move on to Newry Day. You want to in there, Charlie?
Just a bit of grace not here. Well, anyway, I never met you before, I don't think. But, and you're sorely missed, just like the 11 beaches from Gullion and Fairfield Heights, you're sorely missed. But it's good to hear you saying, you know, asking us to encourage the people on the street to use the service. Because if they don't use it, it'll be cut. And I'm glad you just not arbitrarily cutting service without some sort of consultation. There's been a number of them cut in Newry, but actually I met Greg, you know, he gave me a bit of an overview on it, something like a week before it happened. And then before you realise it, it had happened and people are bitten my door down, arriving at my door in taxis, because there was no bus service coming past the door to give off to me. I think it was me that stopped the service. But you're right, if people don't use it, it doesn't happen. So, thanks very much, sir.
All right. Sorry. Anybody else? Michael, do you have any translate issues? You're happy enough. Okay. Move on to the Mourns. It's my own. Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Well, like Terry, I would like to see that pilot running in the Kilkeel area.
because their last bus comes as far as Estrella at 6 o'clock, doesn't come on down to Gilkeel. So they're being denied access to all those council services as well. But also, you mentioned the upgrade. And I'm not sure if you're aware of it now, that the post office has shifted to just across the road from the Devil. So we have a lot of elderly residents in there for pensions and things like that. So that bus station does need seriously upgraded. Because, you know, they come into town to do their bit of shop and that, and they're standing about there in the rain waiting for buses, which is not good for them. Also, you mentioned the anti-call service. I would like to maybe try and with the rest of the Morse Councillors help, because anti-call, and there's a number of other areas, don't need a bus service every day of the week. But if we could work out several, like the Long Stone to get it one day, anti-call to get it one day or 2 days, and going out around the Cranfield Greencastle section, so that we can share it, and maybe then if people know that they have 2 days a week of a choice, that we can meet most of the needs and also increase the usage of the service. If you're doing that consultation, the Mourne Council would like to be involved and help as much as they can.
All right, Bernard, thanks for that. A couple of points, Kay, to yourself. One about the town service in Newcastle. I've been asked to raise about Summingdale Drive area, which is a high part of Tullybunny, as you know. And there's been a couple of people mentioned they would maybe they would like to avail of that service. It is a steep hill and stuff for climbing, for pensioners walking up the hill. So if you can maybe look at that, Kay, I'd appreciate it. I agree entirely with the commentary about the Kilkeel, you know, upgrade. It is needed. And it's about maybe us all, you know, sort of working in partnership, you know, in regards to talent facilities and also looking at, you know, tourism information and that. You know, there's probably a bit of work we can do in collaboration in regards to that. But I suppose we certainly have to lobby as a council, in regards to the Department of Infrastructure, be it as a minister or not. There's certainly a permanent secretary in regards to that. So I propose we write to the Department of Infrastructure in regards to that. If I could have a seconder, maybe Brian, you want a seconder?
Yes.
Yeah. Seeking the resources, you know, for the upgrade. And hopefully if we do get the executive up and running and the assembly up and running, it'll be a local minister to be dealing with. Brian, you want to come in?
Sorry, just one other thing I missed, but I did mention Greencastle. We also have to consider the ferry out there, and the tourism that will benefit to Kilkeel on that area.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. And in regards to maybe working in partnership, and it's probably more probably with Kieran now working with him, is looking at where we are building a new leisure centre. You know, in Dunpatrick, and I suppose it's about linking them smaller towns maybe up with the leisure centre, and maybe looking at some sort of package, doing it with the council, you know, and going forward, you know, at times buses can be quite expensive, you know, but if you had some sort of package, some sort of an arrangement with a membership or something, it's something we maybe could work on and together and going forward in regards to that. And also about maybe, you know, looking at our town service and linking up with our, it's probably more to the community planning thematic type groups, but linking our perimeter park, you know, our car parks, linking them up with the town service so people can park on the outside of town and get a lift into the town centre. It's economically good for TransLink, and it's good for us who are cutting down on congestion in the town centres. So maybe something we can look at together in regards to that. That's my contribution. We'll move on then to Crutleigh. There's a new Crutleigh councillor here, Councillor Hannaway. Go ahead, do you want to end
it? The other councillor's in first and then I'll
go on, Councillor McIntyre. You want to let him in? He's just you.
You know, Councillor Kennedy sent an email regarding the Parker Ride at Sheepbridge
And again, I think you've been asking for contact with yourselves and bus driver. I know Kevin had been working with yourselves, so maybe update us where you are in terms of bus shelters at the park and ride at the Sheep Bridge.
Cause right there.
Really, you know, how many? I know it's responsibility of councils a lot of them, but do you engage in collaboration with council, or do you go independent? Any with any of your new bus stops, or have you had any? I wasn't that sure really, so I'm just interested to hear when.
Have you finished, Councillor Wakefield? Yeah. Anybody else? Can't leave. No? You going to take a kiss, your man?
Difficult one. There's no easy answer to that one. The first thing we do is sort of establish the need, excuse me, for a stop, you know. And then after that, there would be, you're taking into account how busy the stop is. But yeah, we generally have to work in partnership with council as well. We have a company that kind of deals with the actual infrastructure of the stops themselves, Clear Channel, and they have even different types of stop and shelter that they have to use, and that's governed by the sale advertising space being one. That's just one thing they take into consideration. The narrowness of the footpath can determine the actual structure of the stop that they're able to use and stuff. So really, it is it's a bit of a partnership event, you know. So what we would hope for is if communities or councillors approach us with what they would consider a need for shelter, we would then assess it. That assessment would then go out, believe it or not. It's just not simple. In my day, you would run out and stuck a flag up, you know what I mean, with two bits of tape. You know, yeah. But what we have to do now is actually work in conjunction with the Department for Infrastructure and the PSNI to make sure that all sort of relevant bodies are in agreement that it's safety, etc. Then even after that, we even kick on ourselves because we have to map it and put it on our system and actually satellite map it with, you know, GPS coordinates and stuff. So yeah, so it's not a simple procedure anymore like what it used to be, you know. That I couldn't honestly tell you. That would be a head office in there. I don't know if we actually have money set aside strictly for that, or whether it would be a corporate thing, or whether it's even funded. It once again depends on, you know, on the need and the uptake and who would do it, you know. I'll certainly try and find it. I couldn't honestly tell you tonight if there is such a thing, but I will get back to you on it. Yeah, sure.
All right. I think, as I understand, it was the main bus stops, and where advertising was able to be located. I think that's where TransLink then got involved. And apart from that, I think it was council responsibility. I think, as I understand, a lot of times our daddy Curtis, that was. But anyway, we come back on that. We'll move on to
the
Jarvis
issue.
Oh, Jarvis issue. Yeah, go ahead.
On the Sheep Bridge,
you wouldn't have that information, would you?
No, I don't have the information on Sheep Bridge, but I will find out for you. What were we talking about there as well?
That was it.
That was it. All
right. So you come back to us with move on to Rowell then. The best wine to last. Councillor Walker.
Thank you very much, Chair. And Kay, I would just like to commend your staff as well from the Downpatrick office and wish you all the best in your new appointment. I've worked with you a lot on issues and that down through the years when we were here. And as Councillor Enright has said, you know, when it spoke to you, you tried your damnedest to help, so you did, and I wish you all the best. And as someone you mentioned there, you're going to maybe cross channel, and that I use a lot of cross channel, so hopefully I'll get a discount when I'm heading over. But a couple of issues. The first one is in relation to the park park and ride in the Downpatrick area. Does TransLink have any vision or any suggestions that there will at some stage be a park and ride in the Downpatrick area? When I'm saying the Downpatrick area, what I'm saying is the main route to Belfast. It could be somewhere between Crossgar and Downpatrick. The reason being, I know a lot of people from Killyleagh. Rather than go on the Killyleagh to Belfast route, they'll go up and they'll park and cross Gar, and they're actually causing congestion and cross Gar because they're parking along the street, they're jumping in the bus, they're heading to Belfast and coming back. Now, I think it would be a huge success, a park and ride in the Downpatrick area to service Belfast with the number of buses that are going to and from Belfast to Downpatrick. The other one is, in the last 5-6 weeks, more and more people have been coming to me in relation to a Sunday service from Killyleagh. A lot more people saying that they would like to go in and do a bit of shopping on a Sunday when it isn't as busy. A lot of people are saying that they're having to drive a carload of kids and that into maybe the leisure centre and that because they're getting in there on a Sunday more and more. And maybe when you're looking at pilot schemes, if it would be possible maybe to see if the Killyleagh area could be included. We're okay because the cross bar, you have buses come through from Belfast. St. Field is the same, so you have Ballinahinch is the same, you know, coming through to either Newcastle or Downpatrick. Killyleagh is isolated there, and more and more people are saying they would like to get into Downpatrick on a Sunday. Now, the only way they can do that is public transport. I do know, at the end of the day, it's all down to funding and that, and the funding you receive from Transport NI and that, but I hope that you would consider it and maybe look at it, even a pilot scheme for a couple of months. Now, I noticed a bus, I didn't even know that this service was on there. I was told it's just on during the summer months, from Bangor to Downpatrick or Newcastle, and then back again. And I've seen it coming through the town, and there seemed to be a few people using that. So there must. So hopefully maybe a Sunday service from Downpatrick, even one bus in and one out 3 or 4 hours later. You know, we're not asking for 2 or 3 services in the one day. We're asking for one, maybe getting in and one coming back again. If you'd maybe take that on board.
Right, thanks, Billy. Councillor Harvey.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jay and Kieran, for coming this evening, giving your presentation and taking the questions. I was just wondering, you mentioned Kilmore Village, that it would be closing for a while. You didn't mention Crossgar. Have you had any notification of Crossgar and what sort of timetable and what disruption there would be there and where, please? Thank you.
Right, thanks, Harvey. Councillor Brown?
Similar to what Councillor Walker was saying, but in a different area in terms of park and ride facilities. And in Sinfield, the bus stop on the Belfast Road there's a large space that's been disused for quite a few years. It used to be a TransLink bus station. It's quite an unsightly eyesore at the minute, but there doesn't seem to be any plans, to my knowledge, to develop that space. It was quite hard to find out who actually is responsible for it, but I think it's in the ownership of the Northern Ireland Transport Holding Company, which is a subsidiary of the department. And I was really just seeing, is there any plan strategically to utilise that space or to sell it on? I know there is a real need for a park and ride in the Sinfield area, considering the Downpatrick Street car park, which would be the only main space in the town, is currently used for essentially park and ride purposes, but that means that no one can come in and park and shop in the town. So something in that site, if it was to be used by TransLink, something like a park and ride would be perfect.
Right, thanks, Patrick. Councillor Burgess? We'll just take them all, okay, and then you can come back, or Kieran.
Okay, we're very sorry to see you go. I think every councillor is here, but I would like to wish you well in your new role, and Kieran, all the best. I don't know how you'll get on with this crowd here, but we'll do our best. No, just back to following on what Councillor Brown says there about Sinfield, I would like to think that somewhere along the line fairly soon that there will be a park and ride round about the same field, between same field and across Gower. There's a lot of people now come and park in the car park all day now, and the same field has really become over congested. There's no parking spaces. So maybe we'll take a look there. And also, whoever owns that, where Cam's Rink is, where the bus stop is in Sheffield, is there any chance of getting a couple of tonne of tarmac and put it into that swimming pool that has now been created? I don't know whether that belongs to TransLink or who that actually belongs to. Transport Holdings is supposed to own it and maintain it, but they don't do it. So maybe we work for yourself before you go, Kay. It'd be appreciated. Thanks.
Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much. And apologies, it was late at the start of the meeting, but to you, Kay, I'd like to thank you very much for all that you've done for TransLink in the local area over the years that I've got to know you. You've done a first-class job. Your team of drivers and staff and the public are an asset to the organisation. Make sure they get a pay raise. And yourself, Kieran, you know, I mean, everybody works hard at TransLink, especially in times that this budgets are tight, but you still do a good enough job. Just in relation to just some issues here in relation to TransLink services, just in relation to services between Cross Gower and Dara Cross, different schools that would come, you know, the Red High, Green High, Ballinhinch and all would be dropped off at Cross Gower, you know, during term time for the, I think it's the number 12 to Ballygurn. That's a common kill. Sometimes you could be an overlapping of services. The bus might be late, or else the bus could be too early, and a lot of your pupils from different schools could be left to the mercy of the elements there. And also, I know some points have been touched on about, I know Phoenix Castle will be rolling out its programme right across the district, especially around Cross Gower, Kilmore. There was a meeting in Cross Gower there two Thursdays ago in relation to the public consultation to what the works they were going to do. So, as the Councillor Harvey mentioned, Kilmore is going to be problematic because of the layout of the village and Cross Gower down Patrick Street and Kilmore Street. In relation to some of the constituents I've been in touch with me in relation to a bus service from the likes of Kilmore Cross Gower to Ballinhinch Market on a Thursday morning. You know, some people spoke with that. Also, in relation to the term time, potential overcrowding on buses. I'm just wondering, will there be any additional buses supplied to keep that problem to a bare minimum? I know it's a perennial problem, and some services are oversubscribed, whatever. And also, too, other councillors have touched on the park and ride facility at Cairns Hill. I use it regularly. It's a brilliant service. It's an excellent plan. But again, other councillors have touched on maybe between the Cross Gower Central area for such a facility, it would take a lot more traffic off the road. And also in relation to the bus stop at Westlands and Cross Gower, some residents have approached me in relation to the express service. So in some cases the express may stop at Westlands Estate, but we'll go further on down to below super value. But a lot of residents, some of them are elderly, find that wee bit of a walk a wee bit too far. But it's just concerns they raised and have asked me to pass on. So I think Kev give you enough. That's
the
homework to do before you leave, but again, thank you very much.
Good morning, Councillor Buzz, you want to
begin? Just a wee short in there. I'm sorry we're coming back again to add your list here. But the Downpatrick to Ballinhinch, they seem to be the last direct one is at 5:45 in the evening there. And sometimes the kids are going to use the leisure centre or the swimming pool, and they miss that. Apparently, it takes them about an hour and a half to get home. It takes them nearly 2 hours later getting home, another half hour to wait in the bus. They have to go to Newcastle to change over and back to Ballinhinch. Is there any chance of maybe putting one on about, say, 7:30 for them so they could either use the leisure centre that during the week?
All right, Robbie, plenty of stuff for you, folks. All right, okay, you want to take start?
Sorry, Councillor Walker, I'll go start with you. I'm happy to look at the Killaloe for a Sunday. There's no promises, obviously, but what we could do is perhaps I'll speak to the scheduler and see what we could pull together for you. Obviously, once again, these services are absolutely dependent on people using them, and it is a concern, you know, when we're putting on new services that they're poorly used and money's going down the drain, etc. It's very important that these services will be used. So what we do, we kind of review what we've done in the past, have a look at passenger numbers, and then we will come back to you. Where else are we? At Bangor, you're quite correct, where the service runs through Killaloe. It's a summer service only. It was run for the first time last year. It was a success over the summer, but we're not as yet looking to put that on right through the year. It's certainly taken into account the summer trade to both times, and it has worked very well for us, particularly Festival Flight Day. It was absolutely bunged, you know. I think that's me. Councillor Harvey, Kilmore Village, you're right, Phoenix Gas is going through there. We're hoping that this lane closure, we'll still have our buses going through there, as long as the lane is not too narrow, so we're working with Phoenix Gas on that. With regard to Cross Gar, yes, they have plans. We're not at the stage, we work bit by bit with Phoenix Gas and worry about the next bit, because there is so much work going on in the area. So we can certainly update you when we get any more information on that. Councillor Brett, the park and rides, I think somebody was asking about park and rides as well, Dan Patrick. Yes, TransLink are very keen to develop park and rides, very keen. Wherever they're set up, they are generally a success. I mean, you're looking at Cairns Hill Park and Ride, it was a very, very slow burner, and it's a massive success now. Now, there was a talk, and I believe it's still on the agenda, that at Russell Park, that area, that we were looking at a park and ride. This is not, it's basically the Department for Infrastructure would put the park and ride in and we service it. Saintfield, Crossgar, they're all being looked at. We have it's a goal line review going on at the minute, and people within the business are put on this review group, and we have to work out how we're going to develop our goal line and make it grow. Park and ride is absolutely one of those places that we will certainly look at any option. And absolutely, you know, you guys, if you're out there supporting us for the development of this, brilliant. So absolutely, that is key to getting people onto public transport. So anywhere I can get a park and ride, I'm happy to look at it. Temple, for example, is a park and share just now. Would I love a park and ride? Absolutely. So we're looking at various options for that. I think that answers Saintfield. Our site in behind the bus stop, yeah, it's a mess. Absolutely, I accept that. It's owned by NISCO. I am not sure why they've not tidied it up, but it is something I can chase on. I believe there is plans for there. There is a guy called Bernard Clark within TransLink who deals with all that. And if I remember, maybe a couple of years ago, I saw plans for something to happen there. So I will find out and come back to you on that. Okay. Councillor Andrews. Crossgar and Dara Cross. There's been a good bit of work done there with the schools, especially the schools in Crossgar, Balmahinch, etc. And with the Education Board. So I think there was problems with children going to Ballygown before and nightmare. So I'm going to get Peter Murphy to come back to you on that. There has been a good bit of work done, so I'm going to ask him to give you a wee phone. Okay. Killyleagh to Crossgar to Balmahinch for the market. Something we could possibly look at. It was something that TransLink provided years ago. I'm not sure if it was Fifth Class Crossgar. But it was something we took off because it wasn't used. Lisburn is another option. There's a market in Lisburn as well. So, yep, I will pass that on to the scheduler, something we can look at. School services capacity. This is a torrid time of year for us, absolutely torrid. I'm sitting here with my fingers crossed. So schools go back on Friday, and I don't know if you know, we basically plan for what we've had the year before, and we go out onto the roads, and we deal with issues very quickly, that has to be dealt with very quickly, and sometimes, yes, there is capacity issues, which is not good. There is certainly no extra buses lying about that we can throw onto services. What we do is we move our fleet very quickly. So you're seeing me and scheduler standing on the side of the road, and we'll maybe have assigned a decker to a route that last year needed a decker, but this year doesn't. So we quickly shift the fleet about to deal with those. It is one of our priorities in September. We need to deal with that. Things also change when the after schools come in, which we get hit generally the first 2 weeks of September, and then the after schools come in and it all changes again. So it's very, very difficult time for us, but we do our best and we work a lot of hours to get it right. So hopefully things will be okay. Westland Express Stop. Expresses are a success for Translink because they're limited stop. 237, for example, in Newcastle, we went and surveyed passengers in 2014 about how we would follow our route to Newcastle. We've changed our route that we walked the most away with some of them, and for stops Ballinahinch. And we withdrew stops on our 237, in particular with three stops in Dundrum, and we withdrew stops, and there was some passengers did not agree with it, but we consulted heavily with passengers to make sure what we were doing was right. So I am not keen to put more stops on because it makes the service less attractive to people. We have a good stopper service, a service 15, and it is a good service, and that stops at every stop. So I'm not keen on introducing another one in Crossgar. All right, I hope I've covered everything. If I haven't, just let me know.
We've got everybody. Yeah. Well, thanks very much for that, Karen. And again, as I said, it's important we work in collaboration together, and we can increase numbers onto your services. It assists us in our leisure centres and stuff like that. I think Councillor Burgess was touching on that as well. And I suppose the town service, that, you know, you use it or you lose it. You know, when it comes to hard, you know, figures and economic facts, they look at the service and who's using it, passenger numbers. So it's up to us to encourage people to use public transport. I couldn't agree more. Okay, can I just thank you for everything you've done? Okay, it's been a pleasure working with you. You're very refreshing, very honest and frank. You know, and you tell us how it is, and I think members appreciate that. And I wish you well for your future. And also then look forward to work with Kieran, and hope we have a good relationship also, Kieran. So I wish you well as well, in your new post as well. So I think that's it, members. I would like to thank the team for the presentation and answering questions. I think you've been very, again, honest and frank. So that's it, members. That's the meeting over. I'd like to thank Caroline for admin. Thanks very much. And Liam.
Thanks.